Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, but I'm not in Ireland anymore. Here I am in Bath, Somerset, England, United Kingdom, and this is the main church you see if you're travelling out of Bath in an easterly direction, going up the hill. You can see how the city is largely fashioned out of Bath stone, hewn from the quarries in these hills around. I can't remember what they're called. There's not the Quantocks or the Mendips, it'll come to me. And the city is bisected by the River Avon, which flows past Stonehenge and Salisbury, not far to the east, and flows through Stratford-upon-Avon at some point. Okay, so in Somerset, this county in southwestern England, which derives its name from the town of Somerton, even though Frome is the county town. So is Somerset unique in that regard, in being the only county in South Britain where the name of the county comes not from the county town, but from a secondary town in the said county? So the county town was like the capital of the county, but often that is no longer the capital of the county, as it were, because sometimes these original county towns are not very big or important anymore. So get a better idea of the dimensions of the church. So anyway, this goes back to pre-Roman times, Bath. So the ancient Britons weren't a single nation, were various different countries often at war against each other. And so in the first century AD, the Romans conquered it. They came here, they found the local pagans, they worshipped the god Sul, for the salubrious properties of the waters helped to heal rheumatism, arthritis and such like. And so the Romans, they liked their baths, and so they built the bath as we see at the hot springs, but built various pillars, you know, a balustrade, a colonnade, and were taking the water there because of the health-giving properties of the water, and meant to cure gout and all the rest of it. But obviously it fell into rack and ruin after the 5th century AD, when the Romans withdrew from Britannia, and then monks came along with Christianity, founded Bath Abbey hard by, and they worshipped there. Bath Abbey, which is now a cathedral. There's an Anglican bishop of Bath and Wells. So Wells is a very small city. I think I'm correct in saying it's the smallest city in England, a bit to the west of it. That's also got a cathedral. So there's one bishop with two cathedrals. So Bath Abbey is a cathedral despite the word abbey. So abbey as in monks lived there in the old days until the 1530s under an abbot, until Thomas Cromwell, who was Lord Chancellor under Henry VIII, he sent his commissioners around to elicit, what was it, scandalous stories, salacious tales of iniquity, of lasciviousness, concupiscence, inebriation, impiety, such like. What else they'd be looking for? Gluttony, vulgarity, profanity, irreligion, and had them closed down and sequestrated the property of the crown, sold off, but repurposed as a cathedral. Okay, so you see the ordinary high street shops, but one of the top 10 most visited cities in the United Kingdom is slightly rather small, only 70,000 people. Well, the Bathonians, they get on with life despite being overrun by hordes of touristicos like me. And there were so many tour buses going up and down the Crescent and the World Parade, getting annoyed with it. There's that circus, which is not as in clowns, acrobats, gymnasts, lion tamers, such like. It's as in a round area. I know it can be at a crossroads in London, like Oxford Circus, Cambridge Circus, Piccadilly Circus, and so on. Anyway, the Bath City Market's often overlooked. You saw Bath Abbey behind me a while ago. So the Guildhall, Guilds is like a cross between a trades union and a professional association in the Middle Ages. And they prayed together, so they stayed together. So be apprenticed to whatever trade, to be a blacksmith, a cooper, a barber, surgeon, whatever, a mercer, and so on. And after 7 years apprenticeship, produce your masterpiece and say you're good enough. And if they accept you, say that's sufficient, you're a master of the craft. And then the guild will regulate prices and so on, standard of work. And they will look after each other as a charity. And be a closed guild. You can only get into it if you've got a relative in it. So that's what a guild is. Okay, so it's closed. I was going to walk through their market stalls in the guild hall. But the guild hall became more or less the city hall. And then here we have Bath Abbey. Not enormous. It's got the cross of St. George fluttering aloft in the breeze. So it's a remarkably sunny day. It just scarcely gets more paradisical than this in England. Anyhow, so I'm surprised there are not as many tourists as one might expect, especially as the weather is extraordinarily clement, even being mindful of the season. Okay, so I've been to Bath a few times. You go to Bath Therm if you actually want to take the waters, but no, you can't go in Rudy Nudie. You've got to wear something. And that's £40 for 2 hours. So getting to know Bath rather well, and the hills taper up from the town very steeply. Now, the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, he was a refugee here from 1936 to the mid-1940s when I Italiani took over Abyssinia, his realm, and booted him out. Surprisingly, he didn't find refuge in another African land, but came here, and actually the United Kingdom, in a desperate attempt to keep on the right side of Italy, later on recognized Ethiopia as Italian sovereign territory, but it did not work, as the Italians proclaimed war on the United Kingdom in 1940, just before the fall of France. Anyway, so he had bought a house here, and he visited Bath Abbey. He visited also the Roman baths. There's a photo of him being shown it with his son, and he was well liked in the town, and he insisted on waiting in the queue to go into the swimming pool. When they said, "Your Imperial Majesty, you can skip the queue," in recognition of your regal status, but he wouldn't. Anyway, when he returned to Africa, he gifted his home to the aged of Bath. It's now used for the worship by the Rastafari, who consider him to be divine. So look at this garden down here. It's not a public park, you actually have to pay to go down there. And there's the River Avon beyond. There's the famous Pulteney Bridge. Edward Burke spent some time here. Of course, Jane Austen spent some time here. Her father did something very unusual for that time, for the early 19th century. He retired. Very few people live that long to be able to retire. So he retired, and they lived here on Gay Street in a house that still stands. Jane Austen, her father, mother, and her sister. Jane and her sister never wed. Her five surviving brothers married. One of her brothers died quite young. He was disabled. We don't know quite what the nature of his condition was. But when Jane Austen's father, the Reverend George Austen, died, they were in rather straitened circumstances. They lived on for another few years. Later, she moved in with a clergyman brother in Winchester, where she died in 1817 at the age of 42. Okay, we'll see the Weir. And below it, the River Avon. Oh, there's a little tour boat. So the William Pulteney, because this is Pulteney Bridge. Pulteney Bridge behind me, looking like Il Ponto Vecchio from Florence, Firenze. In Italy, all shops built along. Built in conscious imitation at the start of the 19th century. So it was the place to go, a very fashionable place to go. Particularly in the Napoleonic Wars, when overseas travel was just not possible because France or most of the country, a Britisher would be interned if he or she moved to most of the continental countries because the French would regard this person as an enemy agent. So, so Jane Austen's house is actually now a dental clinic, so you can't go into it. But there's an identical house further down the street, because all facsimiles are the same. Several houses on the same street built to exactly the same plan. I think about three doors down, and you see actors in Regency period costume telling you the tale of Jane Austen and her family. Anyway, so that is Bath, and I warmly recommend you visit it. So there are plenty of eateries, plenty of hotels. So worth seeing any time of year. So very atmospheric. You can see why Bath stone is so popular, this highly coloured stone, which is used all over the British Isles. Right, thank you. Make sure you watch me more often. Subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, George Callahan, 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.